Well, the rumours had been abounding in racing circles for some time, and confirmation will be made around about lunchtime Australia time that David Hayes is returning to Hong Kong to train. Big news here in Australia, no doubt big news in Hong Kong as well. And I guess the man that he will essentially be replacing is John Moore, who has to retire from Hong Kong after turning 70. This is his final season. We're lucky enough to have a chat to John Moore this morning on Racing Pulse. How are you, John?
All good, thank you.
Did you know the news David Hayes was coming?
I did know a few months ago. I think some family members had mentioned something to some folks up here, and they said David was coming up. So this news is not new to me.
Were you surprised that he's coming back to Hong Kong, or is it something that you always thought he would return one day?
He said, I've spoken to him at sales before, and he said he'd just in jest, he said, well, when you retire, I'll come back to Hong Kong.
Well, is he going to be taking over your stable, essentially?
No, because a lot of my owners presently in my stable were not David's owners when he was here quite a few years back. So no doubt some owners may go that way, but I think owners would go, you know, to all different trainers, not necessarily David.
And what does this mean for you, John? Because last time we spoke, I suppose you were holding out hope, and I think a lot of your fans were holding out hope that maybe another extension could be forthcoming. Is that now unlikely?
Well, I've already received written advice from Andrew Harding, the executive director of racing, that this would be my last season. But of course, with the support behind the scenes, with respect to my stable, the owners, and other people in Hong Kong, that no doubt an application will go in and just see what transpires with licensing. Otherwise, I'll have to make other plans to continue training in what jurisdiction.
Just on David. How tough will it be for him to return? We know he's a champion trainer. We know the results that he had training for more than a decade in Hong Kong. Two championships. But it's been a long time since he's been back to Hong Kong. Will it be tough for him to start again?
I don't think so. I think he knows the ropes up here. He's got the contacts to fill a stable very quickly. I think David will be very successful up here because, you know, I've set a benchmark up here, and him replacing me, I think, can just carry on that that branding of the club.
Has much changed since he left?
A lot have changed. And, you know, with the protests going on at the moment, and, you know, the business world here is in turmoil. Mm. And for that reason, I could see that the availability of funds to buy horses, you know, in excess of $1.5 million, $2 million Australian, and in Europe, over £1 million might have dried up a lot. So from that point of view, I'm quite worried that the top ends, you know, the better horses in Hong Kong might not be coming along as what they have in the past.
Just lost you a little bit there, John. If you could talk into the phone. I was going to say, how much of an impact has the recent political upheaval had in Hong Kong?
Well, I try myself away from politics and that, because from a racing point of view, we've had no interference whatsoever. And for that reason, everything seems to be smooth sailing at the moment. But going back to what I said earlier, I'm just worried that the big money might dry up considerably, when it comes to buying the better horses on, you know, around the planet.
For you personally then, John, what are your thoughts heading into what could be your final season as a trainer? Is it tinged with some sadness, or are you keen to go out with a bang?
No, it is with sadness because, you know, I've been here nearly 40 years from the, from my early, very early 20s, and, you know, it's home for me. I'm married to a Chinese lady, and everything's very rosy up here. So, it will be very sad to for the license, to come to an end. And because I was, as as you mentioned about the fans, I was branding Hong Kong for a long time, and it's only got better over the last 10 or 12 years since Darren Beeman was up here for quite a few years helping me, really get on track and then get owner support, spend a lot of money, get horses all the way back from Viva Bataka right through to Able Friend and now Beauty Generation, and hopefully Athero can step into their shoes in the future, which I'm pretty sure he will because he is seriously talented. But, yeah, it will be sad, and where I go from here, as I said earlier on, I've still got to sit down with the wife and the family and discuss the options.
Would Australia and Sydney be high up on that list?
Well, I've been approached by various people with respect to support and everything, but as I said, it's still in the thinking stages whether we do come back to Australia, whether it be Sydney, Gold Coast, or even Melbourne. But there are other options overseas too, in other jurisdictions that I'll be giving consideration to.
Well, it's going to be a huge final season if it is for you, because you've got the reigning horse of the year, Beauty Generation, and arguably the most exciting horse in Hong Kong in Athero. How are they both going?
They're going really, really well. They're both going to trial on the 24th and, as I said, run on the 1st. And having Athero, the half-brother to Classic Legend, is really a big plus for the stable. And I'm hoping he can go right to the top. And as a three-year-old, which it'll be tough, compete on the invitation sprint in December, but he's a very forward, with his physically individual, and I don't see any reason why he wouldn't find a place in the invitation sprint and be seriously competitive, and he may even meet Classic Legend. It would be quite something for the media if you've got a half or brothers meeting in such a big race.
Gee, it would be. Classic Legend performs well in the Everest. And could we see Athero, do you think, one day maybe have a crack here in Australia?
Well, I think I'll run out of time, mate, to tell you the truth. by the time we hopefully get him to the invitation sprint, which, as I said earlier, I believe I can do it, and not many three-year-olds have, been able to find a place into a race like this and be very competitive. But by the time we take him through all the races on the calendar here, I think I'd run out of time with respect to quarantine changes in Australia, with respect to Hong Kong. The following season, wherever he goes, there may be an option of travelling.
Well, let's hope that we do get to see him here. And on a selfish note, let's hope we get to see you here in the future as well, John. It's great to catch up with the big news that David Hayes heading to Hong Kong, and we wish you all the best in your final season there.
Okay, thanks a lot, mate. All the best.